I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. He loves it when you spit on that thing. The afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. His best friend is Jacob Daddy. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
All right, it's 2:39 on the sweet spot. It's Tuesday, so it's time to talk to one, George Dunham, the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, and one-third of the Courage Boys, the Morning Musers. Good afternoon, Jubb.
Yeah, sweet spot. How we doing?
Doing great, and I want to say congratulations on a very successful Dunham and Miller Open. We were happy to be part of that 1 week ago.
And, Thank you for being part of
I would also like to say congratulations.
Live stroke by stroke coverage.
Yes, yes. We were on top of everything. And, by the way, we also have another charity event going on right now. Drop Your Pants 11 with Bob. Go to the, ticket.com. All details right there, including a GoFundMe link. So let's get up to that goal. But,
let's go.
I wanted to check
on
you.
That's a great thing Bob does.
It's incredible. But this morning I'm listening to, I forget what segment it was. It was late in the show.
9:30?
Yeah, it was 9:30. You guys are talking about the Cowboys-Steelers rivalry from the 70s, as of course it's Steelers week, and I heard my Captain Dunham coughing quite a bit. I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling so much better. I really am, and I don't know what brought that on outside of just like a missip of coconut juice.
Margarita?
Wait, you drinking coconut water in the morning?
Is coconut water, yeah. I was drinking coconut water, and I was having some Chex Mix.
Oh, no.
Classic pairing. That's a deadly combo.
Yeah, you can't have any sort of like...
You were choking on a rye cracker?
Man. Grainy snack. Maybe. Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster, Joe.
And it just went down the wrong way, and I started coughing, and I could not stop, and... I'm really sorry, but yeah, it was horrible.
If you died by choking on a Chex, I don't know that I'd be able to keep my cool in front of your family at the funeral. I might be.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
You're
that's fair.
Taken down by a Melba toast.
But I got to tell you, though, I don't think that's really a bad way to go.
Yeah, get a little
think,
flavor on the way out.
The Chex cereal has brought a lot of joy to my life.
Chex Mix is elite, absolutely. Obviously,
I grew up
breakfast
on...
cereal's fine, but Chex Mix is so good.
You never outgrow it.
No.
No, you don't. And Wheat Chex, Corn Chex, I grew up on that. I love those. Still do. Love those cereals.
Yeah.
I'll give you credit for that segment, though, because it was kind of like watching the Michael Jordan flu game.
Yeah.
Where in the timeouts, you could tell he was struggling, but he fought through it. You did the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you had your notes there. You were doing your segment. And it right at the beginning is kind of when it went off the rails a little bit. You get back on. But you never bailed on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, has there ever been a time where you've had to bail on a segment because of either top side or bottom side or somewhere in between?
Or Chex.
And coconut
water. No, I don't think so. A long time ago, I think I had to go vomit.
Oh, Sean did that last week.
I did.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Sean.
And that's a terrible feeling. And I'm impressed that you came back and kept going. So I think I drove home because I thought I was afraid I was going to throw up again in the studio.
It was just one of those where you just had to get it out of your system and you're fine.
You're just Willie Beeman.
Yeah, just, you know, whatever.
Guys,
I
feel like
I wish I could have done that this morning and just, yeah, and then gone back and talked for 30 seconds without hacking. And I think I didn't really lose it this morning until I snort laughed.
It is pretty baller.
It was a mess.
It's pretty baller when you see a NFL game or a college football game and a player pukes and then he just finishes the play.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool if, like, on the radio, you're just talking about the Steelers mid-sentence, you hit the cough button, just puke in the toilet, and then you just finish the segment like nothing happened.
And it's just a scream vomit, like, too. It's just like a...
Eyes pop out of your head.
What's that Monty Python Meaning of Life where the dude just starts vomiting in the bucket in the nice restaurant?
Oh, my gosh.
Never saw it.
You need to see it.
Never saw it.
It's something.
It's a sick reference,
Sean. I know.
Yeah, that is a sick... Which one
Literally.
Was that? Was that Jabberwocky?
No, that was Meaning of Life.
A meaning of life. Yeah, yeah.
One of the five of us get it.
Towards the end. But, yeah, pretty funny. Okay, so I heard you talking about the Steelers as you were fighting through the Czech's throat.
And yes.
Is the hate still there for you? Because we're of a different age, and I've never held anything against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Even when the Cowboys beat them in the Super Bowl, I didn't view them as a threat because whoever won the NFC back in the 90s went on to win the whole thing.
Yeah, no, it's not anymore. It was real in the 70s. I mean, I could not. And then when, you know, went to North Texas and couldn't, you can't help but love Mean Joe.
Right.
But yeah, it was real. I mean, yeah, kids still get heartbroken over sports. They do. But I mean, I was brought to tears Super Bowl 13. It was the most heartbreaking. That and the catch, I think, are the two most heartbreaking sports moments of my life, because I knew the Cowboys were going to win that one, Super Bowl 13. And so many, you got to go back and watch, and you guys have probably seen it through the years, but go back and watch that Super Bowl recap on NFL Films and just
America's Game,
all the ridiculous things that happened to the Cowboys in the fourth quarter of that game.
Yeah. Well, Jackie Smith, that was the Jackie Smith game, correct?
That was Jackie Smith, and then they settled for the field goal. A back judge gets in the way of Charlie Waters, I believe it was, or Cliff Harris, one of them. And it's a Franco Harris touchdown run, the ensuing kickoff. Roy Girella slips. And the ball is, when he kicks it, so it causes this funky squib kick that hits and goes into Randy White's hands, and he was playing with a broken hand.
Hmm.
And so he fumbles, and then I think the next play is when, that's when that happened. That's when, the official got in the way of one of the defensive backs for the Cowboys. But yeah, it was just it was crazy what happened to them in the end of the third and early fourth quarter. They should have won the game.
What was the mood like around town, like after that? Or were you even here? Because I know you were a Cowboy fan.
I lived in Central Texas at the time. Okay. And so, yeah, it was all Cowboy fans. And it was really quiet at school. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just different when you're a kid. But I just think it's... There's so much cynicism now, and there's social media now, and you know, and there were kids cracking jokes then, especially who, you know, if they weren't Cowboy fans. But yeah, I just remember everyone at school just being really quiet and seriously depressed after that.
Do you think if Dak gets Chex Mex throat on Sunday sometime during the day, do you think he would be active for the game? Like, do you think he could?
I don't know, man. It's hard. It's hard to say, yeah, here we go.
Chex Mex.
Choking on Chex Mex.
You know, Chex Mex.
No, he said Chex Mex.
Chex Mex sounds pretty damn good.
With checks in it.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute.
We've got an idea here.
Some spices.
Did we just come up with something?
I think we might have something
on your fajitas.
Here we go.
Fajita Messiah.
Chex with queso on top.
Yeah, okay.
Let it seep into the little Chex holes. Turns into a gusher.
We'll write this idea down.
Man, write
that
down.
Cash in on this.
A nacho cheese filled gusher with a Chex coating.
Hey, it's not any more ridiculous than some of the things you see at the grocery store now.
Yeah, we're full on Idiocracy. Mm-hmm. There's no going back, George. We're pretty much done here.
Hey, you know what I think of when I think Cowboys and Steelers? Wasn't it a game in Pittsburgh where Romo tried to go, like, short sleeves, and it was so cold, and then, like, midway through the first quarter, he's laughing by one of the heaters on the sidelines because he can't warm up fast enough?
So, wait, he didn't take something seriously? Is that what you're saying, George?
Yeah, he was just trying to be the tough guy with short sleeves. Yeah, then all of a sudden it was funny.
Did you hear the audio we played yesterday of both Romo and Nance doing their fake Caliendo impersonation on the
Yes, air? Amazing.
Such an Inception moment.
That's so funny, though, that they're aware.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they all know.
Yeah, Troy's aware. I mean, Joe Buck's aware. Why wouldn't Romo and Nancy be aware?
Yeah, I guess. Well, maybe Nance, especially. I was surprised. Not Romo.
Yeah.
I figured he knew about Frank Kelly.
Well, George, I've got a lot of notes and a lot of audio from the film Gone Fishing, but it feels like we're out of time here.
Oh,
so we're just going to have to carry this over until next week. Next Tuesday
at
2:35, we'll do Gone Fishing.
I'm going to get Daddy to remind you.
Yes.
Yes. By the way,
Justin text Daddy to remind George.
I've got Daddy trying to get Oliver Stone for your morning show. Because he's
on Twitter. That?
Yeah.
He's just tweeting him?
No, I reminded Daddy today on Twitter that Oliver Stone's in town this week.
Well, he's
going to
get
Texas
Brett
Theater.
Stone, his brother.
Oh, okay.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Why not?
Why not?
Let's do it.
Why not the Musers? Why not Daddy?
Why not?
All right. Thanks, George. Love you, pal.
All right, boys.
Yep.
Good luck with your checks, throat. Invest in Chex Mex.
There we go. There he goes. That's
Chex Mex. That's the future.
George, Pudge, Sidecar, Georgie.